Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Well, we're seeing that dads from a wide variety of backgrounds are more involved than ever in raising their children. And they're saying that some of the reason and the recession that left many men unemployed in 2008, combined with continued advancement in women's careers, has contributed to men being more involved. My guest today is Dr. Michael Yogman. He's the chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Psychosocial Aspects of Child and Family Health, and he's also an assistant professor of pediatrics at Harvard Medical School. Welcome to the show, Dr. Yogman. And what a pleasure to have you on. Let's talk about dads. So how do you think the role of dads has evolved over the years?
Delighted to be with you and to talk about how an important role fathers can play with their children right from birth. And just to start, it turns out that engaged fathers are associated with better academic success in their children, better language development, better social skills and social competence, and less adverse outcomes in adolescence, less substance abuse, less delinquency, less truancy. So we need to do everything we can to encourage all kinds of fathers to be involved with their children. There are lots of things we can do, some of which has really changed in the last 10 years.
So, Dr. Yogman, when I was growing up with six children and three foster kids, and my mother worked, my father worked, when my dad would come home, and this was back in the 60s, my dad would come home, and he was absolutely an involved dad, changing diapers. There was one in the bath. There's one that needs help with homework. My mother would direct him where to go, and he would go off. But he was a rare bird at the time. And so, as we see now, dads don't hesitate to be the diaper changers, the nannies, the getting lunch ready, the, you know, helping make breakfast, do all of those things. What do you want parents to know about how they can get these dads involved in things maybe they weren't so used to doing?
Well, I think the first message is that it really matters to get dads involved, and that and they don't have to do the same thing as mothers. I mean, your dad was ahead of the curve, and your husband, and that's fantastic. But I think it's time now to broaden the landscape and point out to fathers that they can interact with their babies as young as 2-3 months of age, as you know, right as newborns, but in a way that may be a little different than the way the their wives interact with the baby. Fathers are more likely to do more vigorous tapping and more playful activities with babies.
More man stuff.
I'm sorry?
More man stuff.
Well, you know, I don't want to overplay the stereotype, but certainly there's some validity to it. If you look at fathers with their kids, they're more likely to hold the baby up in the air, and the baby's more likely to give a belly laugh back when the father's tapping, cycling his arms and legs or tapping him on the cheeks. The father's more likely to get the belly laugh. The mother's more likely to get the ooing and aahing, cooing. Now, you play that out, and, you know, fathers are the ones on the playground encouraging the timid child to climb up to the top of the monkey bars. And mom is often a little more worried that the baby's going to fall and that worried about what may even be safe risks. And you fast forward to dropping in my own family. When we dropped my firstborn daughter off at college and the president announced that parents should leave and the children should convene for the orientation, I'm sitting at the wheel of the car and having to peel my wife off, you know, leaving my firstborn daughter at college. So, you know, fathers play a role in encouraging kind of separation, curiosity, independence, exploration, and taking safe risks. Mothers are more likely to be the ones providing that kind of comfort and security. Yep. There's a role for both, and there's a balance.
Do you think that mothers worry more? I mean, dads obviously worry, but as we said, we don't want to stereotype it too much, but I mean, women, we're the comforters, we're the drying up the tears, we're the helping when they get blown off for a date in their teenage years. And I'm lucky, Dr. Yogman, because my 16-year-old son comes to me with social questions and, you know, questions about dating and that sort of thing. But do you think women are more the worriers, and as a result, that makes us more likely to be that kind of clingy, oh my God, don't go anywhere?
Well, I think certainly that's the tendency. There are couples that divide things up in different ways, and single parents manage to successfully play both roles, but certainly there is the tendency for mothers and fathers to divide things up, with one providing a little more of the comfort and security, and the other, you know, encouraging resilience and taking risks.
Are men allowed to encourage their children now? Because I think this is still a stigma, but encourage their children now to talk about their feelings. Are you seeing that men are more willing to let their sons cry if they're upset about something? Are we past now the, hey, big boys don't cry stage, and where men can be a little bit more, you know, new age kind of thing?
Well, I think we still have a way to go on that. I think that's part of the purpose of this report, to point out that men experience psychological transitions and have feelings just as women do. One of the, I think, most interesting findings in the report is the prevalence of postpartum depression in men, and the fact that they also need help and support and treatment. They may not present with sadness and weepiness, but they present with other more worrisome behaviors, and really can be helped with treatment if we're better at identifying and reaching out and providing help. So I think men can benefit in all kinds of ways from being involved with their children. It's beneficial for the children, it's beneficial for men themselves, and it's beneficial for their partners.
So in just the last few minutes here, from babyhood, if the mother is nursing, and then move up through the teens, and a good wrap-up for us, Dr. Yogman, getting men involved.
Getting men involved right from the beginning, getting them involved in ways that point out that they can do things differently than their wives. They can have a unique and complementary role, and they need to attend to their own feelings and their own health needs, and not sweep them under the rug. But non-residential fathers, gay fathers, fathers of women in the military, all of whom can really play a very powerful role at helping children. And as a policy level, we as a nation need to support paid parental leave for both mothers and fathers, so that we invest in those early years for the sake of a more economically productive citizenry.
Ooh, that's a good point about paternity leave. And that's been in the news a bit lately. Just tell us in this last 30 seconds or so, is that starting to take hold?
Well, it's very limited. It's starting to take hold in industries that are really at the high end of competing for skilled labor, like Facebook and Google. But I think we're starting to see some move in that regard. I've been arguing for it. 30 years ago, I testified before Congress, and there hadn't been a lot of action. But, you know, it's sad that the U.S. is at the bottom of the ladder among industrialized countries in the world in terms of providing paid parental leave. We need to change that.
We do need to change that, and in light of Father's Day and really all year long, men getting more involved from little babies. You can bring the baby to the nursing mother. You can help with the diapers, of course, and some of those late-night fussy babies, and well into their teenage years, men can still help teaching sports, working with kids at school, working with them on their homework, getting involved, really, and being just as much a part of it as women are. You know, even comforting an upset teen can be a dad's role nowadays. There are no limits. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children with our expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics, our great friends here at RadioMD.com. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on the go or on demand, at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.